I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Poultry Health Today, and with me is Dr. Jean Sander. She is a senior technical services veterinarian for Zoetis. Jean, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for inviting me.
Jean, just about 2 years ago, we had an avian flu outbreak in this country. And if there's one good thing that came out of that is everybody said, hey, we've got to do a better job with biosecurity. Now, I know you visit a lot of layer operations in your work as a tech service veterinarian. You're not happy with everything you're seeing.
No. What I tend to find is that people think about parts of it, but then they don't think about the whole of it. For example, people will put on their boots, put on their coveralls, put on their hairnets, and then remember something they left in the other barn and go over and get it and bring a piece of equipment over that's not been cleaned. That's a breach of biosecurity. So I think there's a lot of places where people are just trying really hard to do the right thing, but aren't thinking holistically about it.
And is it that they're just not thinking when they have to go back to the barn and pick up that thing they left behind? Or do they think, oh, it's just my cell phone?
It's probably a little of both, because during the outbreak, everybody had very heightened awareness. As the time has passed and there hasn't been the same degree of urgency, they tend to get lax. And they figure, well, we're safe. I'm not going to have to worry about, you know, bringing something from another house or bringing something in that had been somewhere where it might have been contaminated. So I think that there certainly is a part of it where people are going to feel they can get away with it. But avian flu has a 3 to 5 year cycle. We're not out of the woods yet. And I think that we really need to be careful to make sure that people are understanding that we have to maintain that high level of scrutiny so that we don't end up falling back into that same place that was so devastating 2 years ago.
Now, we've talked about avian flu, but obviously there are lots of other diseases out there. Are there particular poultry diseases that might tend to slip through the cracks more than others?
Yeah, I think so. For example, mycoplasma, which is a common disease problem in layer chickens. The research has shown that the mycoplasma organisms can stay viable in the nasal passages for up to 3 days. Now, you don't think about that when you shower and you'll put on clean clothes, but you're carrying your sinuses with you, and you may not be thinking that, you know, I go into the house, I sneeze from the dust, and now you've just contaminated that house. So, yeah, there are others besides avian flu.
So you mentioned the coveralls and the boots and the hats and everything else. What are some of the most egregious offenses that you have seen?
Well, without naming
really
names.
Really surprising for you, without naming names.
Some companies do a great job. And then I've been in other houses with companies where company employees coming in with street shoes and street clothes, and they say, well, I have to go now to go to this place. And without thinking that everything they've just been exposed to is going to go with them. So what they're doing is setting the bad example. So the growers don't think they need to be careful. They'll go to the neighborhood coffee shop and interact with their friends, or they'll go over to a friend's house who might have chickens to help them out. The people who I work for aren't worried about it. Why would I? So to me, that's the most egregious. We have to, as poultry health professionals, whether it's with companies like Zoetis or with the production companies, we need to set the examples for those who are going to be expecting to learn from our behaviors.
Now, the flip side of that, have you seen a particularly good example where you walked into an operation and say, wow, I've never seen biosecurity to that degree, or that's a really good idea?
There are some that are really good. I think I probably missed my window of opportunity right after the avian influenza because I was not available to go into houses at that time. I imagine I would have seen some really, really high levels at that point in time. But time has passed.
So in your role as a technical service veterinarian, when you see these breaches in biosecurity, Can you tap the manager on the shoulder and let them know what you saw? Or is that an uncomfortable situation?
It depends on the company and depends on the situation. I firmly believe that that's my role, but I've been advised that I have to walk a little softly with certain people.
Now, because you are visiting so many different farms in your line of work, what sort of precautions do Zoetis veterinarians take?
Well, besides all of the particular personal protective equipment, PPE, I know for me particularly, everything I take onto a farm goes into the wash that as soon as I get home. There's not going to be any chance that I'm going to walk around anywhere else with those clothes on or those shoes. Everything gets cleaned, sprayed off, because I feel like I have to set that really premier example.
Are there other things, you know, other than disinfectants and management procedures and so forth, are there other things that the industry could be looking at in terms of tightening up biosecurity?
Well, there's always room for improvement. I think that really just raising the awareness at this point in time of what the potential cross problems are, what the potential for contamination or carrying organisms from one house to another. The stuff that we use is not always easy to clean. You know, extension cords, they're hard to clean, but you have to carry them for lights when you're moving from one house to another. So it's really, I think, just helping people to understand at this point what are the fomites or the materials that we can carry organisms in on. That plus educating the growers about what they should and shouldn't do when it comes to helping their friends and their families. Because again, human nature, my son may be growing, I want to go over and help him with his chickens. You can't do that. Not without going through a complete cleaning, but before you go there and before you come back to your own home.